Hello.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blonde Swede's year-end 2005 podcast extravaganza, the podcast so big it comes in multiple parts. In this episode, hear of Liam's juice issues and problems with the engineering help, and a new feature, Tomorrowland. Also, a very special guest appearance by an actual woman whom at least one of the Blonde Swedes has seen naked. And of course, the usual music updates and random blather. So please direct your attention to the center stage and prepare yourselves for the Blonde Swedes'
final podcast of 2005.
Yeah, I need you in another room.
Why is that?
You're right here. It's like weird. No. It's like I'm self-conscious now.
Oh.
I can't do the show in my underwear, for example, anymore.
Can you do it in my underwear? Again?
Hello.
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 I like virtual panties.
Do you want to do a welcome?
Sure.
I did the welcome last time, so I think it's your turn.
Oh. Do we have a script for that?
Hello and welcome to, or whatever you want to start with. Something that upbeat and
upbeat.
Energy.
Ba, 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 ba.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Energy.
Hello and welcome to the Blonde Swede Podcast.
You'll need more.
I want more. I'm done. Tired.
You need some more juice?
Yes.
Your juice cup is empty.
Insert interesting bit here.
Hello and welcome to the Blonde Swedes podcast. As always, my buddy Sean is here beside me.
Hello.
And I am Liam. And this is a very special Blonde Swedes podcast for us, because here we are together.
Face to face.
Face to face. Almost never happens.
Yeah, it's kind of disconcerting.
I don't know if I like it.
All right, I really should have put you in another room.
Yeah, I think so.
But welcome to Shorn Studios. I hope everything's going for you pretty good here. How's your experience been here?
Well, it's been okay.
Yeah, well, just okay.
Well, some little things. I mean, you know, you go away from home and you kind of miss some of this.
Uh-huh. I get the feeling that you have something specific you want to complain about.
Well, let me just say that while my partner is drinking, what are you drinking there?
This is pineapple orange juice.
Pineapple orange juice.
Yes.
Yes. I am drinking orange tangerine juice, which I'm told is a perfectly good substitution for pineapple orange juice, made by the Juicy Juice Company.
Well, whoever told you that, I agree with them 100%.
Yes, and I had to point out that there is no pineapple in this orange tangerine juice, which makes it no substitution at all.
I see. So you'd complain that the host has serviced himself properly and left the guest without.
I left him alone for a while. Mm-hmm. He might have serviced himself. I don't know. I don't ask questions like that.
But you do know that you received a different juice.
Yes. I did receive a different juice.
I see.
Yes. So there's that problem. But you know, you travel, you get used to the, you know, the rigors of the road. And our engineering tonight's a little strange. And yesterday we were in the studio all day, had little engineering problems. But,
let's talk about that. This is what we did yesterday. We spent the whole day working on Blonde Swede stuff.
That's right.
Yes. I thought that went really well, actually.
It went very well.
Yeah, I will be demoting the engineer, though. He'll definitely be receiving.
Yeah, it wasn't
a reprimand.
Yeah, it wasn't subpar. It was just a little confused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
a little too sure of things that were completely wrong.
Yeah, a little of that.
Yeah,
a little of, you know, forgetting the headphones were on when.
Get up to cross the room.
To cross the room. So some of that happened. And a little fiddling to cause, systems to crash.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like recording track after track for 2 hours and then first time you play it back, you to start fiddling with it to the point that it crashes, and it's that the point where you think, you know what, it'd be really good if we had saved
right
the file before.
Which you'd think after 15 years, we probably would have learned
of,
that.
Especially of the experience we've had.
Yes.
With, even when we do save.
That's right.
Well, maybe that was it. We just figured, well, what's the point? I'm not going to be able to read this file tomorrow morning anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But we recovered from that.
Yeah,
fairly successfully. I think we've made some progress there on that song.
Yeah, we did. And we looked through the playlist and made some modifications.
Mm-hmm.
Which was an interesting experience because I think it's kind of speaks to our personality. We started with the list of, okay, what things on this list don't you like? And then that was impossible.
It just, yeah, because why would they have been on there to begin
right.
with? And that hadn't really changed.
And then it was, which things on this list do you like? And that didn't work either. Because we liked everything. We're just too positive.
Right, we just had to find a reason to cross things off because the one goal we did have was we need to cross some things off.
Right, right.
Right.
We should have just added new songs and crossed them off and then we would have been done.
Songs we didn't like.
Right, songs we don't like, cross them off.
We'll have to try that.
Then we'll
feel we've made progress on that.
Yeah, and I got to hear the new mix of Not Safe, which I was so pleased with.
Great.
That I also deemed it finished.
All right. That's how you get stuff done.
That is.
You declare
it
done.
Very impressive. Yes. Well, that's our history, you know?
Yes.
What do you think about this song? Oh, it's done. So, have you listened to it? No, it's just done.
So the process is basically this. Sit down and record two or three run-throughs and pretend that that's just some practice
right, some
trial.
Thing you're doing.
That's just like the whatever. What term were we using for that? Tracking vocals or
yes,
something like that.
Yes, tracking vocals. That
right.
was it.
And then try to mix that for months and months and months and then get tired of that and
right.
ignore the file for at least 6 months. Then go back, listen to it, be impressed with yourself, and decide it's done.
Exactly.
That is working out for us.
That's the Blonde Sweet method.
What we need, though, to speed up that process, we need some way to forget about the song sooner after we stop fiddling with it.
Mm.
We need some...
How about a 2x4 in the back of the head?
that's probably a little bit of a blunt instrument.
Okay. Okay.
But well, it might do the trick.
I'm just throwing out ideas here.
Just throw them out.
Just brainstorming, you know.
The point is that the quicker we can forget about what we've worked on,
right.
the sooner we can declare it done.
That's right. Maybe the solution is we just work on a lot of things.
Oh, so that, you know, because of our short-term memory issues.
Right.
We'll just, the aging...
Well, speaking of short-term memory issues, I have to say another thing that was very indicative. Did you just bump the mic with your face? I think I just saw that happen. Is this the kind of thing that happens when I'm not here?
Nobody would know if you hadn't said anything because
well,
no, they wouldn't. I would have edited
okay.
it in post,
right.
but now
well,
you're talking
I
about
just
it.
Just got to mention that. Just... Amazing. Thought it was a seizure, a narcolepsy or something. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The other thing that's sort of indicative of us is as we worked on the song last night, we also videotaped us working on the song.
Right.
To have multimedia. And then the minute we were through, we went upstairs and watched the video. And it wasn't even a watching of the video where we said, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. It was like we'd seen it for the first time. Oh, watch what happens here. Oh, that was great. We'll rewind that. Oh, you know, what did you say? I don't know. I forget. It was a half an hour. And we sat there just, oh, that was, oh, great.
You should, right.
Yeah.
But what were we working on?
We were working on our cover of Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees.
Yes, which we pulled out and listened to and realized it was worthy of continuation.
Yes.
Most definitely.
And for the first time since, when?
Probably 97.
Yeah. We sang and played guitar.
In the same room at the same time.
Room. And this time I sang and he played guitar, which we found worked out much better. That was our mistake. 15 years. Really, just
trying
switching
to make
this.
Me sound like you. And...
Right.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, that was the whole thing. So
it's actually quite an amazing feat to have accomplished that at all.
Right. And it was exciting. It was just a lot of fun to sit down with an acoustic guitar and and the mic and just see what happened. It's kind of how we talked about it last night, but it's sort of how we started this whole thing.
Yeah, you know, just
pull out your guitar and
strum a few things and some singing comes out and you're like, my goodness, that works.
It was very good.
Can it really be this simple?
Yes. Yes, and of course the other thing that happened yesterday was the finish of
The pineapple orange juice song.
Pineapple orange juice song.
It has now got lyrics and a jaunty little keyboard riff.
Right. And the next thing we're going to write is the orange tangerine juice song.
The,
which is going
the
to
adjunct.
Be a dirge. A lament for the missing pineapple.
Well, should we play that new version for everybody
Yes,
okay. Let's do that.
When your locomotive engine cannot pull your own caboose, when your throat's a little scratchy and you're honking like a goose, take the miracle elixir that'll get you feeling loose. Pineapple orange juice.
Tomorrowland.
This is not a metaphor for tomorrow. We mean tomorrow. 24 hours from now.
Welcome to Tomorrowland. Where we talk about tomorrow today. But there are some near-term technology things coming up here that are of interest.
Yes.
One very personal to me. The other one more generally interesting. Let's talk about that one first.
Great. It's
what
either
is it?
A computer or something else.
Or something else. Yes. I think it's computer.
Yes.
But then when
related.
We're talking about Apple, it could be something else.
Well, right. Ooh, so witty. Well, we have Macworld coming up.
Macworld's coming up starting the 9th of just a little over a week from now.
Yes.
World waits.
Yes. Well... yeah, so Macworld's coming up, and I'm particularly interested because I am right on the verge of purchasing a video iPod. And it's something I've been wanting to do for a while, but I'm holding off because Macworld and Mr. Jobs in particular are notorious for announcing the next new version of things within 12 minutes of when I've purchased the old version of things, which I thought was the new version of things. So I'm waiting to see what he comes out with. The iVideo Mach 2, I don't know. I think the chances of that are pretty slim. I'm really running out of things to say. The story isn't going much further. So
tell us about Apple.
Apple is good. Oh, I can tell you this. I picked up Time magazine today, and Time magazine's front cover has Steve Jobs on it, and the headline of the article is basically the man who can foretell the future. That's the basic gist of the article, as if Steve Jobs knows the market so well that he can come out with something that matches the market. Now, the thing is, Steve Jobs is creating the market. He's not foretelling the market. He is the market. He is creating the market for iPods. It's not like 6 months ago we said, boy, I wish there was some sort of iPod-ish sort of thing that we could, well, maybe not 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. But it really ticked me off, and I actually yelled at it in the store.
Wouldn't it be great if there was somebody to respond to your talk?
It sure would.
William, wave to the camera.
Hello, camera! Camera's moved. The lighting's different.
Here I come.
Some squibs are going off in the wall.
I'll come
I don't
back and join you. You're doing very well on
yeah.
your own.
Wow, it was scary.
I don't know why you need me here.
Well, it's frightening. I was all alone
with the lights on.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's very light. It's much lighter than I have it in Seattle, where it's dark all the time.
Oh, no, and I always have the lights off, too. It's
interesting,
the camera.
Too.
The camera likes the light.
Yeah.
Now, we could go for night vision on the camera.
That would be that two Paris little, Hilton.
That'd be, yes.
That wouldn't work at all.
I was thinking more U.S. Army, but...
Yes, right. Paris Hilton takes on the U.S. Army, exactly.
Night vision goggles and all that.
Yes. So, yes, that's my point about jobs that I realized today. That people are really making him out to be the guy that can magically foretell what we want next. But he's telling us what we want next and then giving it to us. That's how he's doing it.
Exactly. And, yeah, that I don't
which
think
Which is smart, which is fine, but it's not the same, like, market savvy. He's creating
it. It's not a crystal ball.
No.
Right. If you make the thing, you're going to then foretell.
Exactly.
It's like, I predict my head will be hit with my right hand.
Well, like,
I'm amazing.
Well, like the Mac Mini, you know, it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. Does anyone ask for it or want it or clamor for it? No, not really.
But he knew it would be cool.
And so he made it, and now people purchase it.
That's right. Very true. And I don't think that's that... I don't think it's as unique a capability as it's being made out to be.
Right. I don't think so either.
It's like the whole entertainment industry makes it appear that to be successful, that there are only five or six musical acts that are worth your time.
Right.
And that only they can make them, and only they can produce them and get them to the point where it's worth paying to hear. And that's so not true.
That's correct.
And it's in all media, movies and everything. It's just a facade of only the professionals can do this, and only a handful of people on the planet are talented enough to do this.
Right.
And it's just not true.
Yes, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. That's the sort of thing that podcasting and blogs to a certain extent.
Blogs definitely started it. I mean, it's the first thing. It's obviously the simplest thing to do is throw text up on a website.
Right.
But I think what we've seen from that is that there are, you know, tens upon tens of thousands of voices that are worth listening to, not just two or three.
And great sites like MySpace. I like kind of browsing around MySpace and seeing what kind of music is put up there. And and it just goes to show you there's just so much more out there than what we're being told is... You know, this is what you should listen to.
Right. If you go to Best Buy and what's there.
Right.
And that's not the limit. I mean, there are plenty of things that are worthy that aren't going to be there.
Right.
And, you know, the web is kind of the total opposite end of the extreme. It's very difficult to get on the shelf at Best Buy.
Yeah.
Very expensive. And it's completely effortless to get on the web.
As evidenced by this right here.
If you have $10,
you
can get on the web for at least a month with your content.
Right.
Okay. And so that means anybody, even the completely and utterly talentless, again, like us, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no filter at all.
Yeah. For instance, you know, what did we pay iTunes to put us in the podcasting directory?
That would be zero.
Nothing.
Right.
And
we add value to their, I don't know, we add value personally. We, the podcasters of the world, collectively add value to iTunes.
Yes.
Yes. And I like it with no filter. I mean, there is a lot of junk.
Right.
But I think it's worth sifting through the junk to have seen how many things there are that are worthy of listening to.
Yeah,
it's also interesting to see how many commercial entities have jumped all over podcasting, even though there's absolutely nothing in it for them based, if you think about it, from the standpoint of their traditional model.
Right.
Of advertising sales and making money from their productions, which do cost money to produce. They have, you know, dozens of production people who set it up. They've got a studio and they've got all these fixed costs. And they put it on the nightly news for half an hour at night with a bunch of ads. And that's what pays for it. Then the next day it's a podcast and that's free.
Right. Right.
And I can't help but wonder, as podcasting becomes more and more popular and they push this more and more people get things from iTunes or whatever their RSS aggregator is, who's going to watch the one that paid for it?
Yeah. And I think that that same thing happened with blogs too.
Right.
Reporters are writing blogs. They were sort of writing blogs away from even main sites like CNN and MSNBC. Now the blogs are posted on CNN.
Yeah.
As part of their news. So there's this mix of, you know, you don't have to pay for CNN. You actually used to have to pay for CNN video. Now they offer that for free because you could go other places and get that same video.
Right. They thought they realized there was no market for...
Yeah, people would repost the video in blogs. And yeah, definitely. What were the two... you told me you listened to... Was it Amy Mann that has a podcast? You told me there was one artist podcast that was a real podcast, and the other was sort of the marketing.
Right. Well, Liz Phair has... she discovered she had a podcast, and I assumed it was going to be like Amy Mann's. I came across Amy Mann's first. I was very excited. But there's just one... It's been up there for several months, and it's not. It's just full of professional voiceover actors saying, Amy Mann's album, available now, and little bits of her being interviewed.
So it's not really a podcast.
No, it's, it's an infomercial.
Right.
At best. That's being kind, even. But Liz Phair's is, there were 15 or so of them there, that, you know, every week or so. And it's her just talking. The first one, or is it the second one? One of her very early ones, she's just on the phone with her brother.
Oh, wow.
And her brother, can't remember what he does, something interesting for a living. And they were talking about that, talking about early, well, that's, some early year stuff and stuff.
And that's a real podcast.
And then one of them was her, I assume it was like in her home studio or home stage or whatever she's got, playing some of her songs just acoustically. I think there was maybe some other musicians there. It wasn't, but kind of like a MTV Unplugged sound of some of her tunes from her latest record. So that it was, you know, bordering on advertising, but it's all original content.
Right.
And all done by her for her benefit. It just wasn't that polished. I paid a marketer to produce this for me kind of a,
And like, you know, we can talk about the King Kong Diaries, but
right.
I think that is a much more effective marketing tool for someone who wants to be a fan of Liz Phair, you know, to get kind of some behind the scenes things and, you know, hear her speak to her brother. Or,
right. And there's no way she would do that if it was strictly marketing. She wouldn't be able to maintain her interest.
Right.
She's doing it because she's interested in doing it.
Right.
And it may be times that she's like, oh, God, another podcast this week. What am I going to talk about?
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it. We don't really worry about it. We just press record.
Yeah. That's, or sometimes not.
Right.
Or sometimes we press record and the camera doesn't come on. And we have to go.
Yeah, we've confused. As we make it more complex, it becomes less fun.
Right.
And you've got to find that border between capturing as much as is interesting and not going overboard trying to capture everything to the point that that's your main focus.
Right.
Distracts.
I mean, heck, wearing clothes while I'm doing it
exactly.
is
a that's
little
a
more
big problem. That's why we really shouldn't be doing this.
No.
In the same room.
I need to be free. These clothes bind me.
Well, next time, if it's a year before you're out here again, maybe I'll have a vocal booth I can stuff you in.
And good.
We'll pull a little blind down so
excellent.
I can't see you.
A little shower curtain so you can see the top of my head.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You could be naked from the waist down. Nobody know any better.
I've been waiting for that vocal booth down here, you know, since you moved in.
Right.
Every time I come down here, and that's where the vocal booth's going to be. Well, and here are the plans for the vocal booth.
Last year, I had a blanket hung there.
Right.
I took a couple of C-clamps and a blanket and hung it in a little square and said, look, vocal booth.
Right, and he had a big sign above it that said, vocal booth here, and the C was backwards, and it was written in crayon, little arrow that pointed down. I said, that's better, it's closer, but, you know, not the same.
I think I sent you a 3D mock-up
you
of it.
Did.
I took a picture of the...
Yes.
It was actually this corner at the time of a little hexagonal booth thingy with a window in it right over there.
It was very exciting.
Yep.
I'm still waiting for it, but, you know, much like the drywall in the bathroom upstairs.
Eternal. Yes.
Some things were never meant to be.
It's time for you to welcome our special guest.
We're just hanging out. We're saying a few things to each other. No one's going to get hurt. Just us. No big deal. Just relax.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we do have a special guest here tonight. This is Jane Horn.
Sometimes known as Yoko Ono because I broke up the band.
She did. Actually,
sort of.
Yes, yeah, sort of. All girls broke up the band. Not one particular girl. All girls in general. Specifically, my interest in young girls, but we won't go into that. Broke up the band. But you you share the same last name as my partner. And and why is that?
Because I'm married
to you. Uh-huh. Ding, 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 ding. That's correct. And Jane has been... our first live studio audience for part of the podcast tonight. And now she's been brought over to the big chair.
Yep, here I am.
Yes.
In the chair.
So what do you think of it so far? What do you think of the Blonde Swedes?
Well,
you've been with the Blonde Swedes longer than anyone except for us.
Except for the actual Blonde
Yes,
Swedes.
Yes.
Well, I think you guys are hysterically funny, but
this is why I've asked her to be in the chair.
I'm easily amused.
That's right. We tend to find women who think we're funny and cling on to them for dear life.
Because
they're yeah, there are only about a dozen of them in the world, and you find one, you hold on. You really think I'm funny? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So you have anything to add with anything we're talking about? I think I wish I could remember what it is.
Well, you know, there was something you guys were talking about, and I was going to... Hey, but do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you have covered so many topics now. I'm sitting here doing the same thing you guys were doing.
I know.
Going,
And if I could remember what we just talked about, which we were sort of...
Something...
Yeah, we were just sort of... We were sitting here talking about how interesting it would... I think it would be if there was a study done of all the people who... listen to or like this kind of podcast and, and to see whether they also read blogs or live journals or whether they've read audiobooks.
Probably. Well, I don't usually read blogs, but I do listen to audiobooks.
Yeah. See, and I think, and Scott was sort of getting it a crossover. And I think the audiobook people also getting used to, and people who listen to the radio, maybe even.
I like to listen to some talk radio. Unfortunately, there are, a lot of crap out there in talk radio.
Yes. To put it bluntly. And I think people who listen to radio or are used to being entertained through audio means probably find this more interesting than other people. Because you sort of get used to, used to listening to things while you're doing other things and driving.
I remember riding home in the car with my parents and listening to what was probably an old radio program, like an old mystery show one time, and just thinking, oh, this is fabulous. We should listen to this all the time. This is wonderful.
See? I have that same memory. Yeah, I don't remember what it was now. Actually, I do remember what it was. It was the Shadow. Mm-hmm. And my dad used to do an impression of the Shadow to scare all of us when we went to bed. Which is, now that I think about it, a little twisted. Good night, kids. The Shadow knows. We'd close the door and the lights would come off and we'd... pee ourselves. But yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that before. Thank you. It's my golly golly. I hadn't really thought about that before. But yeah, it's the same sort of thing. It's that interest in radio and listening to stories on the radio. And
I have a we were on summer vacation on one of our many driving around trips around the United States and listening to a radio program. It must have been just the local guys were doing this bit about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they went on and on about peanut butter on the inside, jelly on the outside, like on and on about
right.
the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and laughing hysterically.
And that is right. And that's exactly the kind of thing I'd listen to for 5 hours if they kept going. Yeah, right.
And that's exactly what podcast.
Right. Right. And it's funny because I've recently gotten a hold of a lot of, you ever hear of Loveline? Adam Carolla and Dr. Mm-hmm. Drew used to mm-hmm. be an MTV show. Mm-hmm. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before. But I'm just totally addicted and enamored of this show because although they do take calls from the listening audience, a lot of what they do is just talk about some topic will come up and they'll talk for half an hour and mm-hmm. then they'll go back to the phone calls. And it's never, you know, it's Adam talking about traffic in LA or whatever, but it's absolutely fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm glued to it as I'm listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And all kidding aside, or maybe a little kidding aside, but I'm totally amazed. We spent 13, 14 hours together yesterday straight and just talked the whole time. Mm-hmm. And here we are today talking, and I'm talking to you. You and I talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Mm-hmm. It's incredible that we don't run out of things to say. And I wonder sometimes, are we just forgetting, you know? Are we all just forgetting, and the next day we just talk about the same things to each other, and we don't really remember? We're like, yeah, that's a good story.
I know I remember stories. So yeah. But yeah, it's funny that we're not running out of stories.
Yeah, and it's just so nice to have some sort of means that you can speak and actually produce something from it. Uh-huh. And I think that's, you know, the only thing that we've really been successful at so far is just talking. Talking about everything. What? Talking about talking, you know? We talk and then we talk. Oh, what was it like to talk? Oh, it was nice. Talking was nice. You know, I think we have a quality of talking that, and we're talking about talking and, you know, it just keeps going from there. Mm-hmm. And then we reminisce. Remember when we talked about talking? Oh.
My brain hurts.
That was great.
Earlier, you guys were talking about videotaping and then watching the videotape. And that was very common when people first started getting camcorders. They would videotape. Oh, we have to go watch the tape. We just watch. Do you remember doing that? Yes. Right. I remember doing the wave around the dining room table. We just did it 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
And there was nothing worse being a kid back then where you're like, can I go play now? No. Now you have to watch yourself eat. I don't want to go play. So everything took twice as long, you know? You have to talk to the adults for half an hour, and then you have to watch yourself talk to the adults for half an hour. Oh, man. It was drag for the kids. But I was forced to watch everything that was taped. Yeah. And my nephews definitely I've had it at an early age with, but a present Christmas. Oh, my sister used to do it with Christmas. Let's open our Christmas presents, and then, okay, let's watch you opening your Christmas. I don't want to play with the presents. Look, this is when you rip the paper off. And I don't care. It's right there.
Can I now play with the gift instead of watching?
I don't want to unwrap every gift twice. It's no fun. Unwrapping is not the fun part.
The box is the fun part.
The box is the fun part. Yeah. Yep.
On podcasting.
Okay, I remember.
Did you go to your happy place?
No, I went to my empty place.
Oh, good.
It's all white fuzz in there.
I see. I saw your eyes just blinked out.
Every once in a while, I come across some paneling.
Well, it seems very pleasant. Calming. White fuzz and paneling.
No, that was really great. I loved that last segment. I loved having you talk to Jane and having a guest experience
on there. Yeah, that was good. We have some other guests, I think, that are coming in the next year.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Two on my side of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll have any.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely a trend we should continue.
Yeah. It was a great topic.
Yes, it was. Oh, there's more to the topic.
Is there more? I think there is.
Well, there is.
But one other point.
There's another point. I'm here.
How old are we?
Right.
And how different is this than at 12?
Yes.
With
the answer,
in your basement.
None more different.
With a friend and a monorail cassette recorder.
Monorail?
Monorail.
There we go. Monorail. I was on the monorail as a kid. That's an engineer. We're going to get one of those monorail things.
I think I found a new place.
What's that place?
It's scratchy and scratchy and oily.
Ooh. There's the two least popular dwarves, actually.
Scratchy
and oily. Yeah.
Mostly kept them down in the basement.
Yeah,
much
they
like
were
us.
Left out of the movie. They were really mad. Scratchy was like, what do you mean I'm not in the movie?
Right. But yeah, little has changed. That exchange is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. You turn it on, you turn it, press the record button, and you just start spouting nonsense.
Yeah, and I realized that because I'm staying with my mom at my mom's house. And I tried to, as I was leaving tonight, I tried to explain to her, where are you going? I said, I'm going over and we're going to do our podcast. What's a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we sort of talk to each other and there's music and segments. Oh, it's a radio show. Well, okay, sure, it's a radio show. And then she was like, oh, you guys are doing a radio show out of his basement? That's nice. And it was the same. You know, when you were 12, you used to do that, and you had the video camera, and you had your own radio show. And I realized it is the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. And I've done this for a long time.
Yep. What's changed is simply the equipment.
Right.
You know? They gave us access.
Mike's over
to...
there, by the way.
Over here?
It's not over here.
No,
Mike.
No.
Mike, where are you?
No, it's right there.
Yes.
He had a listed.
Oh.
The end.
Douglas Adams said, you know, it's so easy to start writing a book because when you first write a book, you've got like 25 years of experience living. Okay, your next book, you only have one more year.
Right.
And you very quickly
right.
feel emptied.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how I felt about going into this podcast today.
Yeah.
We'd done three and they were so effortless and everything. But this one, there was kind of like, we were anticipating doing it.
Right.
And so that automatically made me think about it more. And I'm so worried that when we got in this room and pressed record, that it'd be like, I'd be in my empty space for the whole time. Hey now, don't be sad. The Blonde Swede's 2005 year-end podcast will continue in part two. The Blonde Swede's podcast is a production of Shorn Media in collaboration with Swedes and Things West Coast.
Hey, everybody. Like what you've heard tonight or don't like what you've heard tonight? Send your virtual panties and room keys to podcast@blondeswedes.com.